Ye nymphs and sylvan gods, that loves green fields and woods, when spring newly blown herself does adorn with flowers and blooming buds, come sing in the praise while flocks do graze in yonder pleasant vale. Of those choose their sleep so loose, and in cold dews with clouted shoes do carry the milking pail. The goddess of the morn with blushes they adorn, and take the fresh air whilst linnets prepare a consort on each green thorn. The blackbird and thrush on every bush, the charming nightingale, in memory vain their throats do strain, go entertain the jolly train that carry the milking pail. When cold bleak winds do roar, and flowers can spring no more, the fields that were seen so pleasant and green, by winter all candid o'er. Oh, how the town lass looks with her white face and her lips of deadly pale! But it is no so with those that go through frost and snow with cheeks that glow to carry the milking pail. The miss of courtly mould, adorned with pearl and gold, with washes and a paint her skin does so taint, she's weathered before she's old. Whilst she in commode puts on a cartload, and with cushions plumps her tail, what joys are found in russet gown, young plump and round and sweet and sound, that carry the milking pail. The girls of Venus game, that ventures health and fame, in practicing feats with colds and with heats, make lovers go blind and lame. If men were so wise to value the prize of the wares most fit for sale, what stores of bows would doubt their clothes to save a nose by following those that carry the milking pail. The country lad is free from fears and jealousy, when upon the green he is often seen with his lass upon his knee. With kisses most sweet he does her so treat, and swears she'll ne'er grow stale, whilst the London lass in every place with her brazen face despises the grace of those with a milking pail.